Your intellectual inheritance, or how wisdom cradles, and you just kind of use it by subtle analogy. As you venture into a library and search for an interesting narrated book, the cover and the title is in fact a good judge of what you are about to get into, but it won't really hint on the wisdom that you are about to inherit. And even the word wisdom is already loaded in this case. It is constricting us way too much. What you inherit from a book will be in the zone of profound things that in time will enhance all of your abilities. And it may not even feel great. Oftentimes, powerful books will just make you cry. They may show you that you were wrong, that you, in fact, were never alone, ever. Or they may show you that as unique as you are not the first to carve earth with your mountains. Some books will end in tragedy, and you will adopt the person that was lost. They will become part of your extended family, and you will become one of the many keepers of their memory. Or you may use your abilities to send yourself into the most terrible part of some great tragedy, and keep the person who suffered company. You may sit on their bunk bed and think along with them, trying to make sense of it all. Maybe for some of us, it becomes a duty, part of the reason why we must rise. And it can even get super weird, because the more you inherit, the finer your comprehension of the human condition. Eventually, you will be able to unravel lies the way a mom can see when their baby is fibbing. So when a woman features in an ancient story, but she's made to be a woman of the streets, by a religious cult that hates and oppresses women, you will be able to reconstruct stories and legends to what they really once were. Legends are the older vehicle for wisdom. To tell the story as it was told for ages, you have to hit the key points, preserving the spirit of the story, and thus releasing its wisdom. Stories that seem old and make little sense aren't actually too ancient for us. They have been crippled, sometimes on purpose, sometimes by time. Your enhanced knowledge of the human condition will allow you to bring legends back to life, or just undo lies and correct history, and do the lost heroes justice. There are also many books that have been encoded by their authors, that rely on the reader's abilities to decode and sometimes uncompress them even. All of this represents but a sliver of the full spectrum of wisdom that you will discover out there. It is very important that you recognize it as your intellectual inheritance, as it is yours and belongs to all. The one thing that you can always count on is that profound books will surprise you. Now, you have to make sure that the books are loved by clear-thinking intellectuals, not just the leaders of your tribe or religious cult or your nation. They have to be loved by all. These books will be the best that has been created thus far. For every beautiful book written by a great being, there are countless many books written by quacks for the purpose of betrayal or control even. Start with the non-fiction and the science and see who those writers talk about as their favorites. See what the related books are that get mentioned on multiple websites. And see who the avid readers or intellectuals recommend. But you have to be careful, as they may unload something abstract. They are artists in their recommendations, and they can get really fancy sometimes. Wherever you start, always try to make your way towards books about philosophy that ponder the lives of famous philosophers, to just see how thinking is done and how simple and familiar greatness feels. But yes, you can't ever choose what wisdom you will learn. And as you re-listen to the narrated versions, you will certainly and without a question discover and comprehend more and more of the inheritance within. Lastly, books are a desperate way to transport wisdom, tools for thinking, enhancements to your mind, and comprehension skills. As a side note, narrated books, especially when you are out there hiking, are the only and the correct way to decode data within. Books upload superpowers. Each meaningful and life-changing book is an upgrade to your mind. Books are how we transport the best within us into the minds of the future generations.